Labor Day weekend is upon us, which traditionally has been a weekend where you pretty much eat everything in sight because it's that last backyard barbecue before the official end of summer. So joining us on the phone right now to talk about how not to overeat is Dr. Julie, who's been a chiropractor for 29 years, and she treats patients with chronic issues. Dr. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Dr. Julie, I always tell my family when they ask me what I do for a living, I say, I tell fart jokes, you're trying to put me out of a job because
I actually am, because there's not anything normal about that. It's common, but not normal.
Now, we're joking a little bit about it, but there's actually a science to how you should eat your food when, say, you're at a cookout or a barbecue. And some of the tips you have are like, don't pile everything on your plate. So are you like Tom Brady and you're anti-nightshade? You're not a big fan of the tomato and whatnot,
right,
because of the inflammation that it causes?
Only if they have a problem with nightshade. So not everyone does. But, you know, I find a fair amount of patients who have arthritic conditions do better without nightshades. I find people that do better without dairy products and wheat products. It depends on what's going on with them. What I find common with lupus is it's a corn sensitivity. Corn and dairy is common. Now, it's not, you know, in stone, but that is one of the major things that I've seen with the lupus patients over the years.
You know, it's funny. I have lupus, and you're exactly right. Anytime I eat dairy, I feel bloated and gross. So what are you supposed to eat at the backyard barbecue so you don't end up feeling like you're going to be sick?
The best thing that you can do is head right to the grill. Anything that's on the grill, that's what you should be eating first. So whether it be the steak or the hamburgers or the hot dogs or the salmon, eat the protein because it's the most complicated of the foods. It's the one that your body needs the most. And by the time that you eat this protein, wait 10, 15, 20 minutes before you then go for the macaroni salad and the potatoes or, you know, the bread items.
15 minutes? That's crazy talk.
I'm so impatient.
Hey, listen, you guys are at a barbecue. You've got all day. And you know, if you
that's for drinking, though.
Well, you know, well, that's a whole separate subject.
We grill birthday cakes. So should I start on the grill when it's a birthday cake?
No, here's what you should do. You should take that piece of birthday cake, put it aside so you can eat it when you want, not when you're so full.
So what is she talking about, hiding birthday cake?
She lost me at self-control. She lost me right there.
I lost a lot of people at that.
But it does make sense. What you put into your body directly affects your health and your nutrition. And I think most of us, as we get older, we can tell the second we ingest something that we know we shouldn't.
I can tell when I look at it.
Yeah, like you immediately start to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yep, that's exactly true. And so, you know, not everyone wants to follow these rules. That's fine. But if you do slow down your eating a bit, eat your protein first, you can throw the vegetables in, you know, somewhere in between. But the best thing that you can do if you want to, you know, eat consistently is eat the things that have the vinegar, the fermentation, because we break down foods better when we have the coleslaw, when we have the vinegar salad dressing. And, you know, over a couple of months' time, you'll start to see a real change in the body.
Yeah, there's something to be said for mindful eating. Dr. Julie, thank you for the good advice, the helpful advice. We'll be sure to go slow on Labor Day and not pile up our plates with too much garbage.
Too much.
You got it, you guys.